Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Pendengar sekalian, resesi pertama Australia dalam 29 tahun telah membuat penasihat keuangan sibuk menerima telepon dari orang-orang yang tidak pernah menghadapi masalah utang. Dan ada kekhawatiran utang di tengah pandemi dapat memicu masalah kesehatan mental yang serius. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Amy Chin Yuang. Konselor keuangan dari National Debt Helpline, Sarah Brown Shaw, telah berbicara dengan ribuan orang yang mengalami krisis keuangan sebelumnya. Namun kesulitan ekonomi yang disebabkan oleh COVID-19 tidak seperti yang ia lihat di tahun-tahun sebelumnya. Banyak siswa internasional yang biasanya bekerja sebelum resesi sekarang meminta akses ke kebutuhan dasar seperti makanan.
Terrible. It doesn't get much worse, to be honest. I've personally spoke to quite a few international students. They're not at uni, they're just at home. They're not able to pay their rent, for example. They're not eligible to anything from the government.
Data konsumen baru-baru ini oleh Pusat Penelitian Kebijakan Konsumen menunjukkan bahwa 7 dari 10 pemuda Australia sekarang mengkhawatirkan kesejahteraan finansial mereka. Good Shepherd adalah salah satu badan amal terlama di Australia yang menyediakan produk dan layanan keuangan mikro kepada yang membutuhkan. Manajer Umum Kesejahteraan Ekonomi dan Perusahaan itu, Megan McAlpine, mengatakan bahwa organisasinya telah dimintai bantuan oleh banyak migran sementara yang tidak tercakup dalam skema dukungan keuangan pemerintah.
Really the young people. People have recently migrated to Australia and also women who are struggling the most with the impact of COVID. And that's because many of the people work in industries that have been hardest hit, like hospitality or the retail sector, or people who are working part-time or have casual jobs.
Pengamatannya itu sejalan dengan data konsumen baru-baru ini yang menunjukkan bahwa pada bulan Juli, anak muda Australia berusia antara 18 hingga 34 tahun, 3 kali lebih mungkin mengambil pinjaman dari pemberi pinjaman payday atau persewaan konsumen, dan 2 kali lebih mungkin mengambil pinjaman pribadi hanya untuk memenuhi kebutuhan dasar. Bron Xiao mengatakan mereka yang berpenghasilan sedikit atau tanpa pendapatan berjuang untuk mengakses pinjaman. Disinilah konselor keuangan seperti dirinya turun tangan untuk mendapatkan solusi yang kreatif.
It's going to be almost impossible to get any sort of loan because one of the legal requirements when you borrow money is that the lender has to do an assessment to be certain that you can afford to make the repayment. So obviously if you've got no income or you've got an incredibly low income, you're not going to meet that criteria to show that you actually can afford to make the repayment.
Brown Shaw mengatakan, ini adalah saat orang-orang yang berada dalam situasi putus asa beralih ke pemberi pinjaman yang cepat dan berbahaya. Mereka yang baru datang ke negara baru sering tidak mengetahui tempat yang lebih aman untuk mendapatkan pinjaman dengan bunga yang tidak terlalu tinggi.
People are often going to what we'd call third-tier lenders and these sort of like payday loans or quick loans, and there are huge risks associated with those sorts of products. We have lots of concerns about them. Obviously, the checks and the sort of assessments that legally all lenders are required to carry out are often not done to quite the same standard that you would get if you went to your bank.
Financial Rights Legal Center adalah bagian dari National Debt Helpline yang memberikan nasihat hukum gratis bagi mereka yang mengalami tekanan finansial. Sementara masa-masa sulit membutuhkan tindakan yang mendesak, pengacara senior Jen Lewis memperingatkan orang-orang untuk menghindari pinjaman payday dengan cara apapun.
Generally those loans will have really high interest and fees. What that means is that you're paying back often many times more than the original loan. So if you were struggling to cope before you took out the loan of, say, $3,000, how are you going to repay it if it's $10,000, for example?
Brown Shaw juga memperingatkan terhadap produk pinjaman lain seperti bayar belakangan dan skema beli sekarang bayar nanti yang menyediakan akses mudah ke berbagai kontrak.
On the surface, you may think, oh, it's quite harmless. I'm buying one thing and I'm making 4 payments. That all seems fine, but COVID has happened. And it may be that then they've taken this out and then they've lost their job, or then they haven't got those hours that they were expecting. And the minute you fall behind, that's when the lenders start hitting you with quite large fees and interest and charges and things like this.
Megan McAlpine dari Good Shepherd mengatakan, produk pinjaman berisiko lain yang cukup dihindari adalah skema sewa untuk beli yang dipromosikan sebagai cara hemat biaya untuk mengakses barang-barang penting sehari-hari.
Things that you might need, like crayons and cots and furniture and those sorts of things, they are actually a really expensive way to purchase those goods. There's very high interest rates associated with purchasing rent to buy. Make sure that you read the fine print.
Meskipun mengkonsolidasi semua utang Anda mungkin terdengar menarik, Lewis mendorong orang-orang untuk mencari nasihat keuangan dari National Debt Helpline sebelum melakukannya.
Often what we see when people respond to ads where the ad is for debt consolidation, often what really happens is that they get put into what's known as a Part 9 agreement under the Bankruptcy Act. Now that's a real problem because entering into a Part 9 debt agreement is actually of itself an act of bankruptcy, and we would like those people to call us before they do anything like that because generally there are much better options for them.
Berbeda dengan skema beli sekarang bayar nanti, pinjaman PD diatur oleh National Consumer Credit Protection Act. Jen Lewis mengatakan, Financial Rights Legal Center dapat membantu konsumen menyelesaikan sengketa utang mereka, yakin telah diberi pinjaman uang yang pada awalnya tidak mampu mereka bayar, atau jika pinjaman tersebut tidak memenuhi persyaratan dan tujuan asli dari si peminjam.
There's a free dispute resolution mechanism available to challenge that loan. And if you're successful, the remedy will generally be that you really only have to repay the principal. And that can make an enormous difference.
Megan McAlpine mengatakan, selain menyediakan opsi pembiayaan mikro bagi mereka yang mengalami kesulitan keuangan, Good Shepherd juga memberikan pinjaman tanpa bunga dan tanpa biaya kepada penduduk bukan permanen.
Things like white goods, washing machines, fridges, gourmet furniture, and in some cases we've even approved applications for medical bills. So that particular loan is for up to $1,500, and it's for people who are on a healthcare card or who earn less than $45,000 per year. And a lot of people access that loan.
Didanai oleh pemerintah Australia dan National Australia Bank, Good Shepherd juga memberikan pinjaman bantuan rumah tangga bagi orang-orang yang kehilangan pekerjaan mereka karena COVID-19.
It covers utility bills and rent, and it's available for up to $3,000. You'll need to earn less than $60,000 if you're single, or $100,000 if you have dependents. The loan is available to anyone who has a visa that expires after the term of the loan, and the term of the loan is anywhere from 12 months to 24 months. Payments are made directly to the provider of the goods or the rental agency or the utilities provider.
Tingkat tekanan finansial yang dialami banyak orang sangat dirasakan oleh para profesional kesehatan mental di Beyond Blue. Penasihat klinis utama Beyond Blue, Dr. Grant Blaski, mengatakan survei baru-baru ini menemukan bahwa 83% konsuler keuangan melaporkan setidaknya setengah dari klien mereka mengalami beberapa masalah kesehatan mental karena tekanan finansial. Dr. Blaski percaya kesehatan mental yang baik dapat membekali orang dengan ketahanan dan keterampilan untuk melewati bagian terburuk dari pandemi virus corona dan muncul sebagai kandidat bekerja yang lebih kuat.
Losing your job can be very hard and very scary, especially if you're in a new country. But people shouldn't feel despondent, as in Australia there are wonderful resources such as the free Beyond Blue services to help people with mental health problems. People should really use that. They're trained mental health professionals. It's free, and they are very good at helping people when they have got problems like stress or depression or anxiety or having a difficult time at the moment.
Dr. Blaski mengatakan, meskipun kesehatan mental dianggap sebagai hal yang tabu di beberapa negara, warga Australia memiliki sikap yang lebih santai untuk membahasnya. Dengan penelitian yang menunjukkan bahwa hampir setengah dari warga Australia akan mengalami kondisi kesehatan mental dalam hidup mereka. Hampir semua konselor keuangan yang disurvei oleh National Debt Helpline menemukan bahwa orang merasa stresnya berkurang atau lebih berharap setelah melakukan konseling keuangan.
If you find that you're having problems like you cannot sleep, or you are worrying all the time, or you are getting angry very easily, or even very sadly, maybe you're thinking about harming yourself or even take your own life, like something very serious like that, please call the Beyond Blue service or Lifeline. The Australian mental health system is very supportive of people when they are having a difficult time.
Megan McAlpine percaya tsunami utang sudah menimpa banyak orang yang berada dalam kesulitan keuangan. Kombinasi gaya hidup berbasis kredit sebelum COVID-19 dan kemerosotan ekonomi yang disebabkan oleh tindakan pengendalian infeksi virus itu. Ia krisis terhadap industri kredit yang telah mempermudah peminjam untuk mengakses pinjaman dalam beberapa tahun terakhir ini. Yang mencontohkan pinjaman berisiko tinggi seperti Afterpay yang belum pernah terdengar beberapa tahun yang lalu, namun kini tersedia di sebagian besar gerai retail.
It is often the type of debt that's offered to people who are quite desperate to access funds, but it can leave those people in quite a desperate situation when it comes to paying it back.
Louis sering dihubungi oleh penelpon yang tertekan karena rekening banknya kehabisan dana untuk biaya hidup dasar setelah pembayaran pinjaman didebit langsung dari pendapatan mereka atau pembayaran Centrelink.
Some of those loans, if they're over $2,000, they can be secured on an asset, such as a car. That would be the most common one. What that means is that the car itself is at risk of being taken if somebody falls behind on their repayments. And the ongoing problems that come for that can include not being able to get to work or not being able to take the kids to school because your car has been repossessed. All of this means that you can very quickly find yourself having to take out another payday loan to pay off the first one. So at that point, you're really in a debt trap.
Brown Shaw mengatakan pinjaman berisiko tinggi merupakan perhatian serius bagi konselor keuangan saat ini.
People are feeling desperate and under a lot of pressure that they might sort of fall into that trap of getting these sorts of loans and then getting into further difficulty down the track where they're not able to then pay them back.
Brown Shaw mengatakan bahwa melakukan panggilan pertama ke National Debt Helpline seringkali merupakan langkah tersulit bagi orang-orang yang tidak pernah mengalami kesulitan keuangan. Namun, ia mendesak mereka yang berada dalam krisis keuangan untuk mengakses layanan konseling gratis dan rahasia dari saluran bantuan tersebut.
Having the conversation, you don't need to be paying your loans at the moment, you don't need to be paying your credit cards at the moment. There's grants available to help with things like gas bills and electricity bills, and people are often worried that they don't want to talk to anybody because that information might then be passed to their bank or their employer or something like that. So people can feel quite fearful, but I guess I just want to reassure people that if you talk to us at the National Debt Helpline, it's completely non-judgmental, it's completely confidential.
Nah pendengar, jika Anda sedang mengalami stres dan membutuhkan dukungan emosional, hubungi Beyond Blue pada nomor 1300-224636 atau Lifeline pada nomor 1311114. Untuk nasihat hukum dan keuangan gratis yang rahasia, hubungi National Debt Helpline pada nomor 1800-007-007. Untuk informasi lebih lanjut atau informasi tentang Good Shepherd dengan pinjaman tanpa bunga, tanpa biaya pinjaman, kunjungi situs mereka atau hubungi 1300-121-130. Anda dapat mengakses penyedia layanan pilihan Anda dengan bantuan juru bahasa dengan menghubungi layanan penterjemah dan juru bahasa pada nomor 131450.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.